Hey, Calvin.
Hey.
Okay, let me just open up the original outline so we can just get started with chapter 4. Okay, so chapter 4 is titled 26th Birthday. So I assume it involves how your birthday happened and getting into another relationship and losing a child in 2014 and the aftermath. So, where do you want to start?
So, I think there's something that we're missing, though. But okay, so let's I was in a relationship, and the girl that I was with, she was seeing someone else while I was, going to school and
Hello.
stuff like that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. One important thing, Colby.
Yes.
Since you want the story to be more detailed and relevant to how you remember it, try to be as detailed as possible. So the writers have a better idea on what exactly you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Go for it.
So I was in a relationship at one point, and the girl I with, she kind of was losing herself because due to the fact that one of her cousins killed her brother, and her family held her responsible because the cousin that did the murder came right over to our house or our apartment, and he told everything, said that he had just committed a murder. Don't know really what it was about. Don't know how it happened. Just know that I guess he lost it over something. Something or another, and murdered her brother. And so with him coming over there, we didn't know what was going on. So he when he told the story, he still had the gun in his hand when I answered the door. I let him in. They went to the back room. They talked, and then he jetted out. And she came out just crying and
Did you
everything.
know what they talked about?
The murder. They talked about, he was like, "Hey, I just killed."
And you weren't there when they talked.
I wasn't in the room. No,
Okay.
I was in a separate room.
Okay, important question because I want to get an
Yes.
understanding. In chapter 4, it says getting into a rela another relationship. Wouldn't it be better to
All
start?
this is gone.
Okay,
Okay.
so this is gonna there's gonna be a breakup, then another relationship starts.
Yes.
Okay. Now I see where this is
All
going.
this kind of leads up to like how she was kind of losing herself, and how I didn't really know how to be there for her to cause her to start seeing someone else who she could see on a daily basis, who had the time for her. And all this other stuff, and then leading up to our breakup, me leading into, going into the person that I had met, that stayed across the way from my mother, and going into then us kind of like building a relationship ish, or kind of like I guess kind of like a really more so like a rebound thing, I guess, and it developing into a relationship, but because a child had been involved, and then leading up to my birthday, to where we had just lost the child the day before on Father's Day weekend, and also talking about how my best friend was also leaving Texas to go to Oregon and invited me to come, but I turned it down so I could stay in school and keep going.
So
they had a conversation. He jetted out, and I was sitting on the couch, playing the game. I think I was playing a video game. And then like I said, he jetted out. She came out. She fell to her knees and just started bawling, crying. I didn't know what was going on, how to help her. And she told me what happened, that he had killed her brother. And next thing we know, he was on the news. They were, chasing. We were watching him being chased by the police on the news and everything.
Can you be a bit specific about your conversation with your girlfriend when she, had a break?
He was saying like how he was like, hey, I killed Train. I'm not gonna use Train for the book.
Uh huh.
But she's like, hey, I killed Train, and she's like, what do you mean, like I killed Train. Because he was trying to I think it was somewhere along the lines of basically some jealousy and envy was involved. Like I guess Trent had started actually making moves and do certain things just like in life to get his life back in order. And then I guess he took it as some weird flex or something, basically like oh, I'm better than you type thing, and he killed him somewhere along those lines. I don't really, like I said, I don't fully know the stories. Never really got the full story from the guy, from her cousin. And
I see.
I'm trying to remember. I can't fully remember the story. Like I said, like I just know he killed him, and she's like, I'm just letting you know I killed him, and she couldn't speak because that was kind of speechless, and she mostly just was crying in my arms about what had just happened, about him killing her brother. And so,
did you go to the funeral?
I went to the funeral, but I didn't go inside because it's hard. It was hard for me to go to any funeral after my brother had passed. So I waited. I kind of waited outside the entire time, and her family was the one who held her responsible for the murder, as if she had known about it, but she didn't know about it or anything like that. But I guess because he came over there and talked to her first, they treated her as if she knew about the entire situation and everything that was going on, right? And she had nothing to do with it, and so her family kind of exiled her. And they kind of stopped talking to her, and she wasn't used to that because she's always had her family around, and her family has always been really her biggest downfall because they always need this and that, and she's always there for them, and it's never reciprocated. It's never like, hey, are you okay? Do you need this? It's always, hey, do you have that? You have this, I need this, I need that. And she's all willing to help them out. But when it's the other way around, it never got reciprocated back. And like I said, so they end up treating her. And so she was kind of, so like shortly after that, we end up moving to another apartment, and she was kind of like losing herself.
You moved from where to where? Like, where was the first apartment you were living in, and where do you move to?
It's all taking place in Baytown. One place was the called the Village. I forget the other place. I want to say, like, I don't know, let's call it like Baytown Meadows or something like that. I can't really remember the name of it.
Okay.
And which was across town and everything. And so we tried to like kind of like heal from that situation, but it never really happened. Because of it was so much for her with her brother dying and then her family kind of ousting her, and you know, like me, I didn't know how to be there for her because I was too focused on being in school. I was close to getting my associate's degree in biology, and didn't really know what I was going to do afterwards. Kind of knew I was going to go for my bachelor, but wasn't sure about the situation. And
what happened to the cousin?
So, he ended up going to jail for, I think, life. He's in prison for life for murder.
Did anyone go to the trial, or was it just confirmed conviction?
I think it was pretty much a clear conviction. I think some of her family did, but she wasn't. They didn't tell her. She kind of wasn't allowed to go, because like I said, they were treating her as if she had something to do with the killing of her brother.
Okay.
But like I said, again, she did not have anything to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to make that clear for legal, you know, purposes and everything.
I see.
And so, tried to heal from all of that, all while, you know, trying to maintain and go to school. Her mom had her kids for a little while because of that. And eventually, like I said, she just kept losing herself daily, and then she started like falling, just I guess imploding. Kind of imploding. And she had some new friends that I had never met before, that her sister would bring around, and just like, oh no, they just cool. And so eventually they were the, I guess, her and the guy, they started messing with each other, and she told me about it, and I told her, I was like, all right, well, she kind of broke up with me in that same instance. Like, I'm messing with this guy because he has more time. He's able to do this, he's able to do that, and I was like, such things as just, I guess, just be there for her, things that I couldn't do because I was pursuing my degree at the time. And so with me, you know, still doing all of that, I just really didn't have the time to be there or really know how to be there, because I had to keep going because I needed to finish my degree. I had, you know, like, I can't stop because something happens. I still have finals, midterms, homework, quizzes, clubs that I got, you know, that I'm responsible in.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up the day I packed my stuff and going to my mom's house,
mm-hmm.
or to my mom's apartment. I end up meeting this one of her neighbors. I guess she just seen me outside and started talking to me, and we became pretty cool. And then next couple of days later, we were kind of messing around with each other, and it had to be September of 20, 13.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Colby, about your the relationship that you just broke up with, how did that relationship start?
That one started, the first one that I was broken up with, that one started through Facebook, honestly. I think she came across, this was like when Facebook was still kind of new to me and everything. She reached out to me on Facebook, and we started talking back and forth. And then we started scheduling times to kind of, see each other and stuff like that. I remember her as a friend from high school that we used to, we would hang out with from time to time, like play basketball or go to the neighborhood pool and stuff like that. And so
how did you know her aside from Facebook? Did you know her that you added her and started talking, or did you just randomly start talking?
No, I knew her from high school. She was one of we used to kind of like roll in different friend cliques, I guess, say it like that, friend circles. Hang in different circles and stuff like that. So, we had classes, we had some classes together and other things of that nature. And we were just, really cool, I used to go to their neighbor. I used to be in that neighborhood a lot that they lived in. I can't remember what it's called. But I would go over there a lot when I was younger, just to hang out, because I had friends, I had family over there in that neighborhood that they stayed in, and would always see them after school, and we always just hang out. We smoke or say play basketball or just doing things, even meet each other on the weekends at the mall. I think it was called Meadow Lake. That's what it's called. Lost touch forever. Not forever. Like, lost touch for a long time. And then, Facebook came about, and I was kind of new to it. I got on Facebook really late, and then I started seeing people that I knew. And like I said, she added me, and we was texting through Facebook, and then we would start seeing each other shortly after that.
Uh-huh.
At night and everything. And we formed a relationship from probably like a month later. Formed a relationship of, just from hanging out, going out to eat, things like that.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, so she broke up with me, and for another guy, and I would still kind of see her in between sometimes, because I wasn't really trying to be in another relationship. Like the young lady that I met, I wasn't fully committing to her, which I probably I should have been, but like we wasn't really sure what we wanted either. And so, up until about, I'm gonna say March.
Uh-huh.
March is probably when I got with the other person officially. When she told me that she was pregnant with my daughter.
Okay.
And then that's when I wanted it to work. I was, we were doing things together. I was doing things for her. She was helping me out with certain things, like schoolwork-wise, and just, getting ready for the baby to be here and everything. And then by by around June, we found out that we lost our baby, our daughter, and she was supposed to be born, like I said, the day before my birthday. And this is all while I had just graduated. I was getting ready to transfer to a university to pursue my bachelor's degree in chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been biochemistry, but I ended up going to chemistry.
You have to be a bit more detailed about what happened when the child died. You have no idea. You just skipped over it.
So her organs wasn't formed fully.
Okay.
And so we end up having like a stillborn, like, so she passed while she was still pregnant with her, getting the operation done to, you know, get the baby out of her on June 13th.
Okay.
It was June 16th. But she was supposed to be born June 13th. And, so that was something that we never, neither one of us really recovered from, and it brought on a lot of insecurities, a lot of trouble in our relationship, because we were still kind of both grieving over our daughter, and our relationship was never the same, especially because I had to leave and go off to the university versus being 30 minutes away. I was 90 minutes away, to say that. And I wasn't coming, you know, I wasn't coming back on a daily basis. I was only coming back on the weekends. Yes.
Well, you have to describe the 2 days. First, the day she was born and the day she passed away. You can't skip over these details, otherwise the reader won't have enough data to write on.
Remember, I had said that she died in her stomach while she was pregnant. That's what I remember.
No, but, like, describe the day, how it all started, how was the details?
It was just a regular day. I was headed to school. She told me I had class, and she had an appointment that she had to go to, or she was in the hospital. That's what it was. Like, she was in the hospital, but didn't tell me what was going on. She wasn't calling me, wasn't answering none of my phone calls or anything like that, and I didn't really know what was going on. And so she ended up calling me a few days later and telling me that she had lost Janelle, or lost our daughter. And after that, it was pretty much a downhill day. It was pretty
so
bad.
So she called you. She just told you on a call that. And what did you do?
Yes.
What did you do that day when she called you?
Well, I finished out my day. I mean, honestly, I wasn't going to leave class. I mean, I couldn't do anything.
Can you recall the conversation that you had with her over the phone?
It was more so a text message. She was just like, "Hey, I need to talk to you." And I was like, "All right, I get finished." You know, she was like, "It's important." I was like, "Okay, well, I'm in class right now. You know, I get out around such and such time." I said, "You know my schedule. Probably, you know, I'll be home later." And so when I finally got back to my mom's house to go see her, she had told me that she had lost a kid. I mean, lost our daughter, and it was just a devastating, you know, devastating blow to the day. After, like, you know, really, you know, kind of having like a decent day, and just the conversation kind of went like, you know, like, "Hey, you know, I got something to tell you. She was like, I'm sorry, but, you know, we lost her. And I was like, what are you talking, you know, what are you talking about? She was like, we lost the baby. And I was like, you know, kind of emotional about it, you know. We both were crying together and stuff like that. And, but I mean, like I said, I still had to continue on. I couldn't really stop doing what I was doing. I had class to go to. I had work to go to. I can't just tell them, like, hey, I'm not coming in today because, I mean, bills still got to get paid on the 1st and 15th, regardless of what happened. And so I think that same weekend when we were supposed to have her, my one of my best friends, he threw a party for me out at the beach. He brought a grill, brought some food. My sister, she came out. We drank, and then we kind of told everybody that day what happened and how we had lost our daughter the night before. I had my little brother with me as well. It was really like a whole fun family event that, you know, where we announced, like, hey, we're not having the baby after all. And it was just, like, that weekend, it was tough because I was leaving to Prairie View, like, a month later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, a month later. And my friend Brandon, he was leaving to Oregon in 2 weeks.
So how did your best friend and sister react when you told them?
They were shocked. You know, they didn't. They were sad for me for sure. You know, nobody wants that to happen. Nobody wishes that to happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they talked to me and my ex at the time. You know, telling us, like, hey, everything's going to be all right. You know, everything happened for a reason. You know, trying to ask us what we were going to do from there, stuff like that. And, like, she was like, you know, they were telling us, like, it's going to be a hard hurdle to jump over, but we believe you guys can do it together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, with me going to college, to a whole different city for college, I think it was tougher than what I imagined it would be for the person that I was, for my ex or for my girlfriend at the time. You know, because I kept myself busy. I was working, like two and three jobs, and still, you know, taking classes and stuff like that to kind of not think about everything.
Uh huh.
And, you know, versus her, she thought about it every day. And it was, you know, it was hard for me to even kind of deal with it, just emotionally, mentally. It was something that I still had, try to come to grips with today. That I, you know, I still think about it. I still think about her all the time. I wish that me and my ex could have, you know, worked through it. I wish we had a better relationship about how things would have went down. Maybe things would be different. You know, maybe we could have still been friends at very least.
Uh huh.
But when I went off to prayer to college, she just seen it as, oh, I'm going off, I'm about to go have fun and do this and do that. And I was like, that's not the case. I'm there to do a job. I'm there to get my degree and get out and be done with school so I can come back and, you know, we could kind of live a better life or put us in a better position. But she also ended up seeing. She started seeing a woman. That she I guess, fell in love with somewhere along the way. Well, you know, I'll get into that, I guess, later on in the story.
Okay. So I guess this starts from how you got into a relationship over Facebook, then how the relationship grew over time, then you guys, then she got, like, you guys got pregnant, and then your the stillborn phase, and right after was your 26th birthday and the party in which you announced that you weren't having a baby, and then you went on to university and how you two broke up.
Yeah, because we still stayed together for about 2 more years after that. It was hard.
We can't mention the breakup on this in this chapter then, since we'll be discussing university years.
Right. So, I kind of wanted to end that chapter and, you know, as kind of being at the beach and telling everybody about it, and, you know, we were going to, you know, try to keep moving forward with each other.
Coley, I need to discuss something important when we're talking about these kind of things. I want you to talk about, like, going forward. I know, I didn't inform you beforehand, but since the main problem that we are having is with the dialogues, not the storyline, basically, that we're writing, so I need you to give us the dialogues that happened. Just give me some idea, because we're going over the story, but we don't have any idea about the dialogues. Right now, I'll tell my team to write it down, okay? Once we're done with the draft, you and I can sit down and talk about the dialogue so we can rework the dialogues how you want to see them, and then, you know, we can move on to the next chapter then, okay?
Okay. And I can try to fill in what I can when they send over a draft and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, dialogue goes, you're talking about, like, conversations going back and forth.
Yeah.
That's a little tough for me. Like, I can try to do what I can as far as, you know.
It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be accurate, but it has to define what you remember, what kind of conversation. Because the only problem we are having so far is understanding the type of conversations you're having. Like, the only problem you had with the previous draft was the dialogues, right?
Yes. So as far as conversation goes, she couldn't believe that her brother was gone. She couldn't believe that her cousin did it. And we talked about that, but it wasn't. It was like a bunch of, like, screaming and more so like how could he do this? And then, like, why I'm not understanding.
And we are missing one,
like,
crucial thing, Colby. We're missing one more crucial thing, a bit of character description. We don't have any personality to any character yet. Whenever you define a character, you just give a name and you go with the story. What was your girlfriend like overall? What was your second girlfriend like, the one you had your childhood? You also describe, like, a general day you had with them. Because we have to develop the story. We can't just go, you know, ballistic with all the details.
Write something up.
If you can, I would
this week. I can write something up this week about both of them and describe who they were and how we, you know, went on dates and kind of, like, you know, how we did, like, argue
the general life,
about this and that. I can write something about that this week.
Uh-huh.
I can get it to you in the next couple of days. if not tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'd say maybe Wednesday, Thursday, I could probably get that to you. And I'll write some stuff to describe these people.
Perfect. And we'll look when you send it. I'll look into it. Okay.
Okay.
Right now, we'll start developing the draft, and we'll add the information when we get it.
Okay, and then I'll try to like make some dialogue up, I guess.
You don't have to make a dialogue up right now. How about we develop the dialogue for now? When we send it to you, you can decide, okay, I like this, I want to change this. You can make the changes that you want. So rather than thinking up from scratch, you'll at least have something to work with. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Perfect. Anything else, or are we good to go?
We're good. Yeah, I'll try to get that stuff done for you. Probably tonight. Probably try to get it done tonight if I can. If it's not, I'll finish it tomorrow and send it off to you during the day sometime.
Sure. I'll look forward to it. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Take care, man.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.